You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
Well, crisis was averted last night. President Trump's threat that a whole civilization will die tonight did not happen. Iran's Supreme National Security Council accepted a two-week ceasefire. They will allow safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. But there has been a whole lot of fallout over the president's language from both sides of the aisle. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Yesterday morning at this hour, when the president put on social media that a whole civilization would die, that really did rock Washington, D.C. all day yesterday, leading to the announcement of the fragile truce, as the vice president put it today. And ultimately, there is relief this morning. You have top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying he's glad, this is a quote, glad Trump backed off and is desperately searching for any sort of exit ramp from his ridiculous bluster. And Republicans are saying that this is, in the words of Senator Mike Lee of Utah, excellent news. Pray for peace and the continued success of negotiations. Lindsey Graham, the president's top ally in Congress and also a leading proponent of aggression toward Iran, said that he's hopeful that the reign of terror in Tehran could be ended through diplomacy, but he's also extremely cautious regarding what's fact versus fiction. This is related to some, frankly, confusing messages coming out of Tehran last night that the president furiously reacted to, because some news organizations, including CNN, reported that the Iran's Security Council called it a victory for Iran. And the president's view is no, it's a victory for the United States. And it seemed to me to be a case of shooting the messenger, where the president was aggressively attacking the news outlets for reporting what was coming out of Iranian state media.
Well, absolutely.
So you have... Well, that's right. So you have now the aftermath of the announcement of the ceasefire, which we'll watch very carefully today to see how it holds. And, of course, you have the lingering reaction to the president's rhetoric that led us to yesterday. And you had some prominent Republicans, prominent members of the president's MAGA faction, who started to speak out and say that what they heard from the president was not acceptable. The idea that the United States would eliminate a civilization. And ultimately, in the end, we have this agreement.
I asked myself yesterday, Stephen, where is Congress while this is all going on? They're still on a break right now, aren't they?
That's right. This two-week recess. You know, the Department of Homeland Security is still unfunded. The president has signed an order that, questions about the legality of it. It's meant to see to it that all DHS workers get paid, even though Congress hasn't appropriated the funds for that. They seem to be relying on last year's One Big Beautiful Bill, and I guess they'll make it work in the end. We're still not sure about that, but that pending appropriations language is still before the House of Representatives, which will have to take it up when it comes back next week. Then you have the idea that Democrats next week are going to move to another vote under the War Powers Resolution that seeks to put Congress on the record opposing the ongoing hostilities in Iran. But so far, efforts to pass War Powers Resolution votes in both houses have failed because a small number of moderate Democrats or otherwise have withheld their support, particularly in the House. And so the bottom line now is that Congress has had very little to say with respect to these ongoing hostilities in Iran, which now we're in the middle, it seems, the start of a two-week ceasefire. What happens after that? Who knows? But, man, I'll tell you, these days, it's very hard to predict where things are going to come down. The markets are cheering yesterday's announcement of a ceasefire. The price of oil is coming down, which would suggest the price of gasoline will soon come down. And stock futures are zooming ahead of the open this morning.
We might all be able to relax for a couple of weeks. We will see. But yeah, day to day, you just don't know. Stephen, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.